Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming LaForce Baker of Moon Meals. Moon Meals is headquartered in Hyde Park, and you can find them in grocery stores throughout Chicago. So let's start with the basics, and can you tell me your name and the name of your business?
Sure. So my name is LaForce Baker, and the name of my business is Moon Meals, Inc.
Can you tell me briefly the story of your business from when it was just a seedling idea to where it is today?
I've always struggled with my weight, and growing up on the far south side of Chicago, I really wanted to have food that tasted good, reminded me of the food that my family would cook for holidays and stuff, but at the same time was also good for me so I wouldn't be fat. And so I taught myself how to make healthier versions of the food I was already eating. And then fast forward, I worked in corporate America for large food companies like Kraft, Conagra, and Nestle. And I got tired of launching crappy food into the marketplace. And so I left that and I used my self-taught chef experience plus my corporate experience to be able to start this business in 2012. We started as a catering company. From there, we settled on our top-selling SKU, something called the Fiesta Wrap, or top-selling product. It's like a healthy burrito that's vegan, uses our own proprietary vegan meats, cheeses, and sauces. And then we took that and started wholesaling it to different coffee shops. And then we went to major retailers. The product went extremely well in those major retailers. And now we're about to, scale across the region. So we're really excited about that. So
can you tell me a little bit more about the regulations that you faced along the way at those points and what it's like to maintain a business here in Chicago?
I remember when I first went down to City Hall, and that's where I had to go to get, first off, a shared kitchen user license. And initially, it was very daunting. It was a very confusing process. If you didn't have anyone to guide you through that process, you just felt kind of lost. Later on, maybe a couple years later, the office kind of changed and evolved a little bit. It got a little bit better, and it seemed like they started to be a little bit more proactive about giving you tutorials on how to navigate the office. And now they have mentors and people that have office hours there where you can come and just ask questions. But when I first started, there was no one really to ask questions. It was I came, I filled out the form. They're like, this form is incorrect. So I'm sorry, we can't give you anything. And I'm like, well, how do I fill it out correctly then? Because I still want to start a business. Does that mean I can't start a business?
Sure.
And so, yeah, I mean, I had to go and kind of figure it out and then just come back. And I'm like, so is this the right way? Oh, yeah, just change a couple things, though. It's still not correct, and then come back. So that was really inconvenient because this office is open during business hours. So when I first started the business, I was still working my corporate job. And so I had to do this, kind of after hours. And so that was kind of hard to do. I think also the fees can be kind of daunting for me. I self-financed this business. So because of that, when you see all these different fees that are just adding up, that plus a food sanitation license and courses you have to take for that, the money plus the time, it can make it really hard for someone, particularly if they don't have outside capital to help them, or they didn't come from a wealthy family that could help them jumpstart the business.
Yeah. So it sounds like there could have been obstacles related to bureaucracy in the city and related to financing, but you were able to go past all of those and build this business, which is exciting. I want to know, what does it mean to you to have your own business?
I think the number one thing that it means to me to have my own business is just freedom over my time, freedom over how much value I can give to the world, and freedom as to how much money I can make. That's really the biggest value that I get every day. Sometimes I will work here in my office until midnight, but then there's some days where I might not come in here until noon if I have other things going on. Or a prime example, my grandmother, she was in the hospital. She just got out of surgery a couple weeks ago, and she needs someone to help her out. I was able to leave at 1 o'clock and just go and take care of her for the rest of the day and work kind of remotely. That would be hard to do if I was in a typical job. And so I think that that's the most gratifying thing in starting a business, is just freedom over your life.
Yeah. And I love that freedom over what you're contributing. I think a lot of people are probably really happy to have access to this delicious vegan food that's familiar based on, what they grew up eating. So it sounds like you have extensive experience with Chicago's government. What would your piece of advice be to someone who's just starting out and wondering how to navigate the Office of Business and Consumer Protections, or really any of the other offices downtown?
I think that number one, you have to be persistent. persistent and then patient. You're going to have to go in with the mindset that just because you're really excited about your idea and your business doesn't mean everybody else will. And so with that being said, if someone says to you, hey, no one's ever done that before, or hey, I think that you need to flesh this out a little bit more, or hey, can you come back to me when you have this? That's okay. Like for us, we were doing some things that other people were doing, but we were doing some other things that no one was doing. And so one of the things I've learned with government is slow. And also government is adverse to change. Like they don't like anything that's a new and different business model. I think you see that with what's going on with Uber versus a traditional taxi. I think that you just have to say, you know what? I know that I'm providing value to people and I have to keep fighting. And I think if you go in with that mindset, you might not, you know, win that day, but you might win that month. You might win that year. And I think just being realistic about the time frame. I think if someone's just getting started today, I would say for them to go in with the mindset that it's going to take 6 months to get through that licensing process. I think a lot of people get overwhelmed because they go in with the expectation that, you know, I had the idea on Monday, by Friday, I'm going to get a business license. I just think that's unrealistic. Unfortunately, government has not caught up to that speed of how the world works today.
And then on that same page, if you were to give advice to some elected official in Chicago about how to be a friendlier representative for small business, what would that advice be?
Really drilling down to the staff that work in these offices, like the BACP, to be friendly and be patient with people, because most of the people, they may not have anyone in their family that started a business, or they don't know anyone that owns a business. You know, sometimes, at least I've witnessed people not being as patient with people because they're like, how don't you know these things? And it's like, well, they don't teach this in school, so how would I know? You know, all I can know is from experience, and I'm getting that today. The last thing is just really bringing that office into the 21st century in terms of there's just so many things that I think could be done online. Like, for instance, one easy thing is, and I'm not trying to get rid of anyone's job or anything, but so you've waited in line to sit down with a counselor to do your paperwork. And then once they approve the paperwork, then you have to go and wait in another line to pay. I think that's ridiculous. I think once the paperwork is approved in the system, you should be able to just go on the website and pay with a credit card. I just think it's ridiculous that you have to wait in another line just to pay. And you already been waiting, you know, for hours just to sit down with someone to approve the paperwork.
My last question is, if you could describe doing business in the city of Chicago with one word, what would that one word be?
I say interesting because I've witnessed a transition of the office. It has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are getting more mindful of just the realities of a real small business owner. So I think that's why I said interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Because whereas like in the past, I definitely thought it was expensive. Like for instance, one thing I think that would be helpful in terms of just making entrepreneurship more accessible to people is maybe doing like payment plans on these licensing fees, because these licenses last like maybe 3 years or so. But, you know, these licenses could be like, you know, $350, you know, that's kind of pricey for someone. So if they could maybe just put like $50 down to start and then pay it over time as the business starts to make some money, I think that that could be something that's helpful. So I think I'm going to stick with interesting.
Okay. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, LaForce.
Yeah.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.